I'll start the old show. Coming very soon. And start. Hello. It's me. I was the person talking over the music. That wasn't a different person who left and then I came in. All of this is what is supposed to happen. Isn't that reassuring to you? How many times in your life do you find yourself saying, is this what should be happening right now? I'm in a situation and I'm not sure, but it's going the way it's supposed to go. And look, you don't have to be, you know, standing at machete point to have this realization. Sometimes it might be, no, it's only when someone's holding a machete on you. I'm sorry. Here's the thing. When you're standing in front of someone who is holding a machete and they're raising it in the air as if they're going to chop, 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 that is absolutely one of those times where you find yourself saying, is this what's supposed to be happening right now? And you know what? Sometimes it is. That's the part that's hardest to deal with. Is when you find yourself looking at a machete and realizing, yep, this was the plan. And what happens next? Not happy about it, but it is what's supposed to happen. And you gotta take a comfort in that. That there's a design. This is part of intelligent design. If there is no supreme being, how do you explain how well a machete fits in a human hand? I bet you didn't see that coming. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spontaneous Nation with Paul F. Tompkins. I am the second part. This is a show where I invite a special guest onto the program to join me in a free-form conversation inspired by a blind question from our previous episode's guest. Then I invite some improviser pals onto the show to join me in a narrative improv that is one continuous story as opposed to unconnected scenes, inspired by a location provided by someone, and oftentimes utilizing details gleaned from the conversation with the aforementioned special guest. And it is all scored on piano by Mr. Eben Schletter. And that's what he goes like. Well, folks, I'm as pleased as Pontius Pilate to bring back this guest. It's been a while since we've seen him. And since the last time we've seen him, he's got his own TV show. He was on a TV show before. That's nothing compared to having your own TV show. And he knows it. We'll talk about that at length. The difference between being a part of someone else's bullshit project and being number one on the call sheet, presumably? Oh! It's too late to get a different guest. It might be. We're in the show. Please welcome back to Spontaneous Nation, Sam Richardson. Sam, hello again.
Woo! Hello.
You are presumably number two on the call sheet.
Yeah, no, I'm number two on there.
Because it's alphabetical order.
That's what I assume. It really, but it's not though, because it's
I would come S before O.
T. And I comes before O.
Exactly.
So, like, all in all, it's just bullshit. Or
what?
I mean,
what was that response?
No, I was talking off the cuff, and I don't want to cause a rift in my best friendship.
You were going OTC. Look, this is what happens sometimes. Is sometimes friendships are destroyed over a podcast appearance.
It's true.
Sam, the show we're talking about is Detroiters.
Woo! Yes.
Binge it. Binge season one. Binge season two.
Yeah. Get yourself 10 hours. Sit down in front of the TV and just watch through seasons one and two.
Yeah. That's what Saturdays are for. They used to be for the boys. Now they're for binging Detroiters. Sam, thank you for coming back to the show. I have a question for you from our previous episode's guest. And that question is, now this is deep.
Okay.
Why are you here?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm. I was invited. But I guess that's a bigger question. I was invited to where, you know? Did my parents invite me by copulating?
They invited you to planet Earth?
They invited me to planet Earth. I guess, huh? Was the consciousness of me invited to my body by my body, seeking some pilot for the ship or the vessel that is my my physical being?
Right.
Was I invited, you know, to conversation right now? I was invited to this line of thinking right now by the question. But no, I think you asked me to come here, and I kind of showed up. But
there you go.
Yeah.
Sam, do you ever trip out on existential questions?
Not a whole lot, but I guess that's itself is a question.
What? Are you saying the question I asked you is
it's
itself?
It's tripping me out, kind of. I'm like, whoa. Do I ever trip out on questions? Chicken or egg.
What's like a normal thing that you maybe recently tripped out on? Like, because sometimes you have moments of clarity about everyday things, and you just realize, hey, this is weird. That this is,
I think I've been thinking about that like kind of trips me. I mean, I always even since I was a little kid, I've always been like, well, what was the very first thing, you know? Because like they were like, oh, Big Bang, but like to have a Big Bang,
right?
What was like what was the thing first?
Yes,
you know. Like, you can't have a Big Bang without, like, big pieces.
Right. Do you like the Big Bang just explains it all?
Yeah, like, oh, Big Bang happened. This was snap. Like, but no. It makes me crazy.
Are you a religious person at all?
Oh, no, I am not.
Did you used to be? Were you raised with religion?
I was raised with religious options. Like, my dad is was Baptist, and he's now Episcopalian. My mom was Catholic, is Catholic, but now she's Episcopalian as well. Mm. So they were always like, kind of what you believe is what you believe. And I was like, oh, okay. But now my parents are like, come to church, please.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, did I make it? Have I showing you that I've gone the wrong way?
So when you go home to visit, they want you to come to church?
Yeah, every
time.
Wow. Every time.
And do you go or do you not go?
I do. I go. Uh-huh. I go. I'm respectful of it. But I and for black people, that's a big thing to say that you're not religious. So it's a big, big thing. Yeah. So I'm in trouble. But hey, it's what I think.
Have you had a conversation with them where you said, I don't really believe in anything?
Yes.
And is that the case? Are you agnostic or are you an atheist?
I'm an atheist.
Right.
But yeah, I've had the conversations, and like my dad's like, don't say you're atheist. say you're agnostic. And I'm like, well, okay, if it makes you feel better, sure.
I have people in my life like that too, where that is too far aligned for them. And there's someone very close to me who we have this argument, I would say, every other year about how I'm not truly an atheist because I will not say I know for a fact there is no God. So because I say well, yes, if you showed me proof that God existed, I wouldn't say, nope, I still don't think there's a God. And this person says, well, then you're agnostic because you won't.
Right.
And it's like, no, like, no, I don't think there is a God.
Like, I'm not a lawyer because I have or haven't taken the bar, you know? I don't need to, like, that is what I think.
How old were you when you arrived at this conclusion?
That's pretty young. Mm-hmm. I think it was. I think like when I really landed at it, I think it was when I found out there was no Santa Claus, and I was like, none of this is real. I like, I'm half joking, but I really think that was like kind of like the time where I was like, all these systems. Wait a minute. What am I believing in? And I also had that time where I was like realized that my parents could die. Mm-hmm. And so like I was always vexed by that notion. You know, I was like, I was like inconsolable. Then I was just like scream crying. I was like maybe 6, 7. And like my parents would be like, relax. I'm like, no, you guys are gonna go. And I'd just be like losing my mind. And I was like, what kind of God would take my parents from me? And yeah. And I still ask this question.
So how old were you when you had the conversation with your parents about it?
Like the big conversation I think happened like maybe like 10 years ago. I think I was like,
wow.
When I was like back from, I was like living in Chicago and mm-hmm. I would come to visit my parents. And like that's when they really started to push that, like, hey, you want to come to church? And I was like, oh, I mean, not really. Like, why not? Yeah, because I mean, I don't really believe.
Why not?
Why not?
Does that question need to be asked?
Yeah, exactly.
It's boring.
It's boring. Also, like, if I am religious and you're saying, do I want to come to church? And I say no, I mean, we probably have some reasons, I guess. But like, why not? It's going to really break it all down,
why
I guess.
Why not?
It's a bigger question.
What was that? The first time you said no, was there pushback or?
Yes.
And for how long?
I mean, there's still pushback now.
Right.
You know, there's still pushback now. But the first time, I think it was a. My dad trying to be like chill about it, like, okay. Well, you should come to church anyway.
Let me rephrase my question. And did you go?
I did, because I didn't want to get in that fight so much. But I was like, I was angry about, like, I think my argument I brought was like, oh yeah, Dad. Well, what slavery, huh? This is a tool that the slave masters use to keep you in line. And it's like, oh, it's like, well, no, religion existed before that. And I was like, but did it? The whole thing of like Moses.
And I'm just how old like, were you when you were making this argument?
I was like in my 20s.
Okay,
I was an adult at that point. late teens at the
sure,
earliest.
Sure.
I wish I was like 8. Like,
So when you were younger and your parents were giving you the religious options that ran the gamut from Episcopalian to Catholic,
everything.
when there was a period where you did believe in God, right? When you were little?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your concept of God when you were a little kid?
Well, I think it was like that same like sort of like physical manifestation that like exists like up high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like well, this is a big, big guy who
yes.
like, makes decisions and kind of like puts things into place.
Yeah.
Like a bunch
got
of
got a lot on his plate.
Got a lot on his plate, but he listens to everybody. And I, you know, I appreciate that, but like the picture of him, like in my head, like it was that like big white man with a beard,
mm-hmm.
and like kind of like getting older too, and like seeing how angry people were at like Black Santa and stuff. And I was like, well, because we had a Black Santa that was like in our front. Thing and mm-hmm. I remember like a friend came over to my house and was like, well, that's not real. And I was like,
that's not real.
What do you mean? Yes, it is. And so I get in this fight, and this was pre, or this was like in the middle of like the realization of like the Santa Claus of it, because I had like discovered presents, and I was like, wait a minute, this is so like getting in the fight. I'm fighting. This kid, I'm trying to remember if this was like Sean Tilson. Sean, if it is, hey man, I still want to finish this fight. If it is, sorry for putting you on blast. but like, yeah, I was kind of like like just kind of arguing in it made me be like, well, but wait a minute. What is all this? Like, I think all these things are kind of, if we all believe these different things, then what is the one thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna actually go back on my atheism thing, because I think there's an energy, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's, you know, like a I think when people describe like religion and God, they're always like, there's a guy who's making thoughts and he yes. thinks, and he's offended by when you do this, but he's right. not offended by when you do that.
Right.
I'm like, but I think there's like a permeating like consciousness, you know, because aliens are real and not come, it's not in the books. You know what I mean? It's not in the books, not in any of the books.
I'm so glad I did acid before this.
Yeah, man.
So when you go home now and you go to church with your parents, is it tedious or is it kind of like because it's only every once in a while, right, that this would happen?
Yeah, it's only in like holidays. And I'd say I do appreciate like ceremony.
Me,
you know,
Sam, that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Because I, even after I was not religious anymore, I still liked going to midnight mass.
Uh-huh.
Because it was the church is packed and, you know, Christmas is all about joy. It's mm-hmm. like, it's not, it's the one non-bummer holiday.
Yeah.
I liked the singing. I liked the choir. You know, I really enjoyed that. I loved the pomp and circumstance of it all. I loved the story being told and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but I've never been to an Episcopalian service.
It's the same as Catholic.
It's very close,
it's
right?
Very yeah. similar to Catholic. Except you can have like a lady priest.
Right.
<You know? laughs>
Right.
Yeah. And it's all just like a little bit more chill. I went to Catholic school, uh-huh. Catholic high school. And so like, you know, it was all very, like even the songs were like, some of them were hymns that I knew, mm-hmm. but they're like sung without any of like the fun of it. You know, like I'm trying to think of like the specific ones and I can't. But like, it was, or, yeah. I always say this, it's just Catholicism light is Episcopalianism. Right.
So the Episcopalian service would not have, they wouldn't do those like folky rewrites of the hymns.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we've talked about on the show before. Like when you, like if you stay over a friend's house and then you go to their church and then like everything's different and it's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like you try and see like, oh, I know this one.
Yeah.
Jesus, oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sin. But then you're singing the wrong part, and everybody's yeah. like, oh, I know a different version.
Yeah. I don't like this cover.
I don't like this cover.
Sam Richardson, thank you for being here. Where can people find you online, Sam?
Well, if you want to find me, I'm at Sam Richardson on Twitter and at The Sam Richardson on Instagram.
And that's it. Those are your socials.
Those are the ones. My phone number is 313.
Don't say it.
Oh.
And do you have any, I know that speaking of the 313, you perform with those guys and a lot of our friends that have been on the show. Do you have any shows coming up?
Check my Instagram, my Twitter.
And when can people see the new season of Veep?
New season of Veep hopefully will be out this upcoming spring, like spring of 2019.
Folks, set your calendars. Set your calendars.
Set your calendars.
For spring 2019. Sam, thank you so much. Folks, we're going to take a break. During the break, you will listen to the ad. Stay alive. No matter what occurs, I will find you. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Guess what? It is time to meet our friends from the land of make pretense. Seated right across from me. She's taking headphones off. She's putting them back on. Allie Beardsley is back.
Hello.
Allie, how are you?
I'm fabulous today.
I'm glad to hear it. What is happening that makes things so fabulous today?
It's Pride weekend, honey.
That's right. As we are recording this.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sober. I'm kidding.
But you are, I tell you what, though, you're full of beans. Yeah. That's for sure.
I had so many beans on my way over here.
What kind of beans?
Refried. We're mm-hmm. talking black beans. I had some navy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Why are navy beans called navy beans? Do we know?
Yeah, they served.
Oh. Will you thank them for their service, please?
I do. Every time I get a point to shake their hand.
Do you know, Allie, there was a time in my life I didn't like any kind of bean, including jelly. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
What?
That's right. Scripture tells us this.
I understand.
Were you raised religious?
I was, yes. I was raised incredibly
religious. We may have talked
religious.
About this before. Yes. Were you? What yes. was? What branch of the service?
I was. Oh, I served a lot of time with Nazarenes, which is sounds like a cult.
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
It's vaguely a cult. No, it's off of Methodist, but I definitely know Episcopal. That's like the cool church.
Really?
Like, I'm not joking. Like, you go to there and the sermon's like, quote, Ayn Rand, and everyone's like, cool. We're all intellectual. Like, yeah. They're like, cool. They have like LGBT people who serve in the church and have like a rainbow scarf.
Right.
It's not a scarf. It's like a flat scarf. Yeah.
It's a stole is what it's called.
It's a, yeah, scarf.
A flat scarf. I was thinking about this guy today. There was a priest, like a cool priest that we had at our church, Father Sheehan, who would sometimes like, he would like break out in the song during the homily.
He would like sing the Ramones.
Not quite that cool, but he would, I remember him singing Slip Sliding Away by Paul Simon. But he would tell jokes and stuff like that. And he was like, kind of a good looking young Irish priest. And then, of course, he knocked a girl up and he left the church.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
We had a really fun youth pastor. But when I look mm-hmm. back, I'm like, that's crazy. Like the games that you play when you don't drink or do drugs are just like wild. And so all the guys in the church would slap each other's backs like super hard. And if like they gotcha, you had to like pull your shirt up and then they would make it into a turkey. Like none of the girls did. It was just the guys.
So they would trace the imprint of the hand.
Yeah. But it was very like fratty.
Absolutely.
He just like came into the church and it was like, right guys. And
wait. The youth pastor introduced this game?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was having the time of my life. But when I look back, I'm like, that's crazy. You were 28 and we were all 17 and you were like, fight. Fight and let's go to Yellow Basket.
So wait, what's Yellow Basket?
It's like a bad TGI Friday.
Okay.
Only in Temecula. There are only two things to do in Temecula. Be religious and go to Yellow Basket.
So the girls did not participate in this slap the bat game?
Maybe someone did it to me once in the name of like equal opportunity.
Sure.
And I remember the look on his face of like, what have I done? Because I was always with the guys, but I think that crossed a line for him. It was like people saw that. And that was bad.
What was your reaction when this happened?
I loved it. I could take a slap. Get
sure.
out of here. Yeah. Finally. I felt at home.
Did you get the trace turkey or no?
Absolutely. I was wearing a tank top from Hollister. Good. So I didn't have to lift anything. They just got to draw the turkey right there.
And you, of course, have since had that tattooed permanently.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The Hollister bird.
Thank you.
That's actually a funny tattoo. Should I get a Hollister bird, like, right here on my chest?
I wouldn't blame you if you did.
I will. And then the moose, the Abercrombie moose, will be riding it.
I don't know what that is.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay. Allie, I'm going to look away from you now to look next to you. Kitty corner for me. Meow. Yeah. We are pleased to have this gentleman back. Ronnie Adrian is here once again.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, what's going on, everybody? Give y'all some chances to kind of really calm down.
Right? Things got nuts. I think people got a little too crazy with the talk of religion. Mm-hmm. Tempers are flaring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People are anxious. Mm-hmm. They're nervous.
I mean, religion does that. It's a strong subject.
It is a strong subject. Now, Ronnie, we've talked about your religiosity before. Mm-hmm. And of course, in case your parents are listening, you go to church every Sunday.
Every Sunday. I will say this. Can I say this?
Yes, of course.
One of my closest friends he's atheist as well. Mm. So, you know, obviously having to be able to kind of like recognize that that's an also valid point. You know, because when you raise your religion, like, yeah, that's sure, that's. But there was one time when, like, because we used to, he used to live with me before he got married. And, like, in the bathroom, he had, like, a book. Like, I guess he was, like, reading. The name of the book basically is something, I think it was, like, something like, God isn't real or some shit like that or whatever, right? Just like, but he was, like, reading some book about some stuff. So then I was like, all right, well, we should both be represented. So then I found a Bible and I just put it on top of his book. So in the bathroom, it was like his God isn't real book. And on top of his book was just a Bible. Neither one, like I wasn't reading it, but it was just like, well, I mean, we both got to have, this is everybody's space.
For guests.
Yeah,
let's say guests. Somebody comes over here. We should offer them a choice. Ronnie. I gotta ask you, did you play this slapping game when you were a kid?
Did I play the slapping game?
Yeah.
No. like when we were kids, like we would do like slap fighting,
mm-hmm.
which is like, it's basically like open hand boxing.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So like that's what we would do. And don't get me wrong. When I say we, I'm not saying it like I was like, oh, let's slap fight. Like I was always being like, oh, come on. Like, no. And then, like, I'd, like, say something, like, that's where comedy comes from. It's like, no, I'm the goofy one.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, no, let's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, you don't want to fight me. But then, but I'd always be the one to, like, really, like, tough talk. But, like, heighten it to the point where it's like, oh, he just bull. He messing around. Like, boy, y'all don't want to do nothing with me. Y'all don't want to mess with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, like, if y'all do something with me, I'll throw y'all head in the dirt, put your name in there, and be like, this boy being stupid. And then you just kind of, like, leave it alone.
Did you ever do the thing, what is it called, the slap game where you put your hands on top of somebody else's hands and you try to, like somebody, you put your hands palms up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody puts their hands palms down, and then the idea is you have to quickly slap the top of their hand. Uh-huh. Does that have a name?
I mean, game? It probably does. I don't know it. I mean, I know the game. I've been playing it a million times.
Just slaps? Is that what you called it?
Slaps.
Slaps.
Do you know this game, Allie?
Yeah, definitely.
What did you call it?
I think someone just did the motion. Yeah, and right. Like,
exactly.
Oh, yes, let's play.
Yes, we all. Ah, yes. But of course.
But of course.
What were the games that you liked as a kid, Ronnie?
Like childish
yeah, like
games?
Recess games, yeah.
Childish games?
Immature games.
I'm trying to think because, like, I remember just as a kid, like, I guess, like, everything that we did was, like, just regular. Like, we weren't sitting in the, like, everyone was going out and playing, but like, all right, everyone now go ahead. And everyone was like, okay, well, we're going to be over here playing jacks, and we're going to be over here playing rock, paper, scissors. Like, right. Like, you know, like, if they get a ball, and then maybe, like, we throw the ball, or they're like, we'd kick the ball.
Right.
It's crazy because, stories that, like, I used to remember so vividly about my life, like, sometimes I'll rethink about it and go like, wait, what was the specific thing? Like, you know, like, I feel like my stories are fading, but like, like, I feel like my stories are fading. One thing I do remember that's like, I remember it so clearly is I remember like being like, I had to be like third or fourth grade and we were like at recess and we were playing on the basketball court. And you know, like when you're that small, like everything like feels huge. And you're mm-hmm. like playing like, so even if you're like, and we were playing basketball and everything feels like so huge. And right. And like, and you know, like you throw the ball with all your might or whatever. And like, I still have this vivid memory of being like, right before we had to go in, it was like, you know, like we were just playing around. It's like the last shot of the thing. And like, you know, like I did like some sort of like spin all the way around, like kind of like fadeaway esque thing. And just threw the ball up like over like 2-3 hands, right? And it was like everyone was out there. There was this girl who was like, her name was Shamika, and she could play ball. Like, you know, like, and you know, like when you're in fourth grade, you're like, oh my God, Shamika could play basketball. Cause you know, like, you don't understand, like, that girls also, you know, like, are just as good at boys and stuff. And you're like, yeah, Shamika could play basketball. She's so damn cool. And like, so, and she was all out there. So like, I'm like, over all these hands, and I just remember throwing it with all my might. And it was just like, a huge swish, and it was like, And I felt so cool. And it's like something I still remember to this day. It's like that feeling. It's like, I don't know if everyone's ever seen like La Bamba. And in the beginning of La Bamba, like they're all playing basketball and a plane crashes on the court or whatever. I think it's like some sort of like, this is like a memory thing or whatever. But like before that, that's what it felt like. It felt like a slow motion, like, oh, we're all out here doing it. And I'm just doing the thing. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. And I was like, oh. And it was like so cool. And I just remember that. Like, that's one thing I feel like, even on my deathbed, when I'm like old and don't remember shit, like, I still remember that. And I still made that shot in the third grade.
Now, I haven't seen La Bamba. It opens with a plane crashing into a basketball game. Mm-hmm.
Yep, a bunch of they're all like playing basketball on the court, uh-huh. Like, you know, like in the 50s or whatever, like, and they're all out there in their chucks and their fucking like clothes, and they're like playing basketball, you know, whatever. And then like a plane comes from the sky.
It is the plane,
but yes, carrying... I think, like, I don't think it's not like a thing. Like, no, but no,
Ronnie,
but like,
I hate to cut you off. We have to go to our next guest. Carl Tart is here, ladies and gentlemen.
The spirit of the Lord is here. But we can't hear his blessings because our radios are too loud. Turn your radios down.
I was afraid you weren't going to say it. Carl, you were very emphatically, you wanted to correct Ronnie's account of La Bamba.
Not correct it.
Okay, enhance it.
But you were about to say that it was the plane that was carrying the Big Bopper. And
it's a different plane.
It's a different plane. Richie Valens,
right,
went to Pacoima Junior High School in Pacoima, California.
Sure.
And in the 50s, a plane crashed onto that campus.
This is for real. Children.
It's real. Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a biplane, like two people in it. Like
a biplane.
Am I right?
They were both bi.
They were both bisexual. And
this plane was full of bisexuals.
That's why it crashed.
It was a jumbo jet.
The plane itself was a bisexual. But yeah, the plane crashed onto the.
What did you say? It's the person. I don't see gender.
The plane crashed onto the junior high's campus.
This is a real thing that happened.
It's a real thing. To Richie Valens.
Holy shit.
Which is crazy because he was there, and then like maybe 5 years later he died. In a plane crash?
Jesus Christ.
He was like 17 when he died.
Yeah, that's grim.
Yeah. But the Big Bopper, at least we got Lou Diamond Phillips.
True.
At least.
I saw him in an airport one time reading a script, and it was very exciting.
Yeah.
He looks terrific. He was thoughtfully reading the script. I hope it was a good script, and I hope he got the part.
It was.
I would imagine it was Rampage. An offer. It was an offer.
And he was reading.
Is he in Rampage?
He was reading for the part that The Rock played.
Is Rampage based on something?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But
Rampage.
What a weird. I assumed Lou Diamond Phillips was in this movie.
No. There's a newscaster on ABC7 in Los Angeles that looks exactly like Lou Diamond Phillips.
Really?
Yeah. He does this. He used to do sports after like. You know, like an ABC game or something. You come on like, the Los Angeles Lakers or something. But it's a dude here who looks exactly like Lou Diamond Phillips.
Maybe it is.
I thought it was for a long time.
I think about that sometimes, about just being on the local news. Like, could I just break into that now? Like, what experience do I need?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is not to take anything away from our local news anchors.
You should do it.
But it's like, are they investigating stories?
Just,
you know what I mean?
Chasing Jake Paul around. He's at it again. Is that his name? Yeah.
Is Jake Paul, he's related to the YouTube guy, right?
Yeah. I think they're both.
They're both YouTube guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Logan and Jake Paul.
Oh, Logan Paul, right,
YouTube
right.
Family? No. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's the future liberals want.
And now, Eyewitness News on ABC 7 with Paul F. Tompkins.
Right?
Yeah.
That would make just as much sense as anything else.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
And Lou Diamond Phillips.
Was there ever a period when you were a kid where you thought about being on the news?
Yeah.
Because it looked like a cool job.
Absolutely. Yeah. I went to college for, like, well, I started.
For broadcasting?
Communications.
For communications.
Because I wanted to be on the news. And we went to a news station in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and goes, "You can't be on the news. Those earrings are too big."
They're too big.
Because I had on like some big ass cubic zirconias. Like, I thought I was drunk. Because we all had to dress up. It was like a communications trip to the Columbus Dispatch or something. And then the news lady was there too, like the person from the local news in Columbus. And she was like, oh, no, you can't be on the news with those. Those are too big.
Did she mean like in your future life or right now for this like practice news program?
I think in my future life, she was like, you can't be on the news with pierced ears. And I was like, well, there goes that dream of being on the news. I was definitely wanting to be. I was like, that'd be tight to be like a tight weatherman. Yeah, when I was growing up in Mississippi, the weatherman in Mobile, Alabama, which is the station that we got on the Gulf Coast, WKRG5, his name was Mel Showers.
Mel!
Yeah.
And he, no.
Yeah, his name was Mel Showers. I think he's still there. Oh. I don't know. I mean, it's been long. Mel Showers.
Oh.
And he was the black dude, and I was like, I want to be like Mel Showers.
Mel Showers.
Yeah.
It sounds like a SoundCloud rapper.
WK. Yeah, Mel Showers. WKRG5, Mobile, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach.
I think weathermen and porn stars are like the only ones who like come up with like the most fitting names for their
profession. Yeah.
Yeah, Mel Showers is also a porn star.
Yeah. The guy who works at ABC7's name is Dallas Raines.
Dallas Raines, that's
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fritz, why didn't Fritz Coleman do that?
Because he's a comedian. He respects the art form.
Also, Fritz is enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fritz. You can double nickname it. Well, Carl, I mean, it's our loss in a way because I think you would have been a really fun weatherman.
Maybe I still do it. Maybe I'll do the weather on the radio.
I bet you could have the earrings now.
Yeah. Now they have to accept them.
They have
I'm
to
too
accept
successful
them.
With them in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take another break. When we return, we will reveal the location for our improv, and then we're going to do that improv. All this and nothing else when Spontanea Nation returns. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why did Kool-Aid have to have such a menacing voice?
Oh, yeah.
It's bad enough he's destroying property. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is time for the improv. We're going to reveal the location for an improv provided to us by engineer Sam. But first, just so as you know, in order to aid us in our storytelling, we use three sound effects that move us about in space and time. Let's say we're in a scene, we need to travel into the past for some reason. Someone's having a memory, we're learning how something came to be. Anytime we need to travel into the past, we use this flashback sound effect. Let's say we need to get back to where we were in the scene, or anytime we travel into the future, we use this flash forward sound effect. This final sound moves us only in space, not in time. Let's say we're in a scene, we need to find out what's happening at the exact same moment somewhere else. We use this meanwhile sound effect. Past, present, future. Everyone gets it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to reveal the location for improv provided to us by Improv Sam, your new nickname, Improv Sam. That location is high school graduation.
Ooh.
High school graduation. Sam, you really knocked it out of the park with this one. We take you now to high school graduation. Is my hat straight? I don't know how you're supposed to wear
it looks
these
great.
Things.
It looks great.
Thank you. You look great, too.
Thank you. Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the crap out of you.
I'm going to miss the crap out of you, too.
And I know I said some mean things when I found out you got into Harvard, and I'm going to stay here and work at the plant, but it's just because I was jealous.
I knew that, and I know I said mean things back to you because I am going to Harvard and you are staying here at the plant. But that's just because I was mad that you said those things to me.
Hey, one last shot of whiskey for the road.
You got it, Chuck.
All right. Mrs. Applebaum, Mrs. Applebaum, Do you have the flask on you that you have in your classroom?
Well, I mean, of course. I keep it in my stocking at the very top of my thigh, so it's always warm. But I can't give it to you, okay? You haven't officially walked yet. Oh, that would be bad.
Can't you just bend the rules just one time? I mean, soon we're not going to be your problem anymore.
I don't know. Fine, I'll give you each a tablespoon of hot whiskey from my body heat.
Thank you, Mrs. Great. Applebottom.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, here you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, each take a tablespoon. Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that you carry spoons on you, too.
Yeah, yes.
And this warm as well.
the spoons are in my thigh as well.
You used to play the spoons, didn't you?
I did. It was in a traveling national anthem band.
Really? When was that?
in my 40s. God, I feel so young. My back works.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not a full house out there, guys.
Hmm?
It's a pretty light crowd.
No.
Yeah.
I invited people.
I know. We all invited people. This is a bringer show.
I gave away all of my comp tickets.
Yeah.
Well, I know I can still count on my wife to be out there, right? Right?
Tim, I need to talk to you.
Oh, I got to get to my husband's show. Oh my gosh, I got to put on my makeup in the mirror at the same time. Oh, my phone's ringing. I have to answer it.
Mom?
Well, yes.
Mom?
Yes?
I put my bathing suit on wrong.
Oh, let me take it off for you and switch it around. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I think your wife's not going to make it after all.
Well, what happened? How could she not make it? She comes to my shows. She's my biggest fan.
Your son called me. She was helping him with his bathing suit. He had it on wrong. And they got in a car accident.
No.
And your wife's not going to, she's not going to be here because she's.
Don't say it.
I have to tell you.
Don't say it. Don't say it. If you don't say it, it's not true.
She's going to live with Santa Claus?
Which one? White or black Santa?
Which would you prefer?
I'm not going to tell you.
Shit.
I'm not going to tell you.
Black Santa? Oh, no.
It's the wrong Santa.
The not real one.
You can't say that, man.
Oh. Welcome to heaven.
Oh, my gosh. Santa?
It's me,
and you're
Santa.
Black.
I am black, yes.
The white Santa Claus was created by Coca-Cola.
Hallmark and Coca-Cola,
but
yes.
I guess you were created by RC Cola.
Hmm? Yeah. I love RC Cola.
I can tell.
I'm afraid to tell you that you've died. But there's good news. You are in the afterlife.
Well, I have to get to my husband's show. You're going to have to let me back into the before life.
I can't do that. There's no re-entry.
Hey, Black Santa, mm-hmm. We all out of Famous Amos cookies over here.
Oh, shit. Well, I had someone fill the vending machines, but they ran off with the boxes of all the Famous Amos. There is one slot in it, though, that's unlocked, so if you just keep putting A2, you can get all the gummy worms and sell them out of your backpack.
How is this heaven?
Feeling that whiskey a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I'm so excited to walk the stage.
I know. I can't believe we got to wait so long. Both our last names begin with Z.
Yeah. You and Zamuda, me, ZZ Top.
That's right. Chuck ZZ Top, my best friend.
Dude, I'm going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss you, too.
You know, this year, the plant that I'm going to work at, mm-hmm. had its most accidents in a year, and they're trying to break that record next year. But I need that money.
Wait a minute. They're actively trying to break the record for most accidents?
The manager comes around just putting cooking oil on the floor.
All right, everybody. Just keep working. I'm just going to be walking around, just pouring a little Wesson oil on the ground. If you happen to slip on it, you happen to slip on it.
I need your boss. Okay, man. Why you do that?
Listen, if we break that record, it can mean big things for this plant. Get a lot of attention.
I'm worried.
What about?
I have a family and you've had me hold these knives all day. If I slip, this knife is gonna go straight into my throat.
Or it could go straight into his throat.
Well, boss, that's not good either. Like, and you got this pit of open spikes behind me. If I slip, I'm gonna fall in this pit. What's going on, boss?
I mean, if you don't slip, then you don't fall in the pit. So, there's your options.
Okay. I guess I gotta work on my balance then.
I guess you do. Or don't. Just see what happens. Yeah, I want you to keep your eye on the job at hand. Hey, you're new here.
Oh, yeah. I just got my papers. Hey, is this the right place? 123 Factory Street?
That's right. This is the plant.
Can I see your papers?
Here, right here.
Oh, that's a thick cardstock.
Yeah, I printed it up at my home computer.
Oh.
Have you ever held a grenade before?
Well, I can't say that I have, sir.
Well, hold this real tight, and let me just take that out right there.
Well, you took the pin out there.
Yeah, I did, so just keep holding that grenade. But, also, aren't you feeling a little sleepy?
It's a tad bit tired. My grip is loosening.
Oh, is it? I'll be in my office.
Hey, Dad. I'm excited to graduate, but I think maybe this spray tan was a little bit too much.
No, it's just right. I want everyone to know that you're my child.
I'm bright orange. Yes. I wanted to, like, look good, but...
And you look great. Don't you want to go up on that stage and say it to everyone?
Yeah, I know. I just, I don't know. I wanted to look fancy, but...
What's fancier than the color orange?
I don't know. I picked the wrong things to focus on for graduation, okay? I got a tan. I've been using Crest White strips. I look crazy.
You look like $1 million. Like your dear old pop.
Thanks.
Darling, you have to stop complaining. Your father and I won't be embarrassed on that stage.
I understand. I get it. I just... All the other kids look cool. They put funny things on the top of their hat, and...
They look like fools.
They look like idiots. Listen, you're free to make whatever decision you want.
As long as it's the thing that we want you to do.
Exactly.
Post office!
Oh. The what?
I suppose I'll answer it.
Delivery.
Oh. From the post office.
Ah! What is that? Is that an Oompa Loompa?
Stop it! No!
How dare you? That's our child.
Oh my gosh, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I just need you to sign right here. I'll be on my
way. I have two pageant dads and they make me do this.
Sirs, I just need you to sign for... Who's going to sign for the package?
I'll sign for the package.
All right. There you go.
Here we go.
Thank you so much.
Steve.
What's in the package?
Pageants.
Why are you waddling like that?
What? I'm just waddling towards you.
I'm gonna get out of here.
You should.
Forgive me. Post office!
Hey, do you think Tracy's gonna make it? Oh, here she comes.
Oh.
Tracy, you look tan?
My parents wanted me to look good, so I've been working out to have a sinewy, muscly body, and I'm bright orange, and I had to put a lot of oil on me. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel fucking crazy.
Tracy, what are you doing after graduation, after we leave here?
I mean, I'm definitely going to go to South Beach, I guess. That's where the work is.
South Beach University?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're just going to work down there?
I'm going to be around. I'm hoping to take a couple classes.
At SBU?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a Spanish class. I've always wanted to know Spanish.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah, same.
I just got word that I have mesothelioma.
What?
From the plant. Just even applying for the job at the plant.
No.
Gave me mesothelioma.
I've heard that if you or your family are affected by mesothelioma, that there's a number you can call.
Nah, I can't be calling numbers. I'm blue collar now.
Yeah, but Larry H. Parker can help you.
Larry H. Parker can't do nothing for me, okay?
I don't know. Larry H. Parker is a god.
Oh my god, here he comes. Larry H. Parker? Are you going to speak at our graduation?
I sure am. How's everyone doing? Here, take a card. Take a card.
Thank you.
Take a card.
Man, I'm not taking your card.
I'm a blue-collar worker now, okay? You big city, big-time lawyer can't do nothing for me.
Hey, I can tell you right now, I do things for every collar. Blue, white, red, white, blue. Every color.
Red collar.
Red collar, what's that?
How American.
Hey, you reach the red collar bracket, and I'll show you what it is.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Chuck, you gotta take his card. I mean, Larry H. Parker, he's fighting for guys exactly like you, blue-collar guys.
Hey, kid, if you don't take this card, I'm leaving right now.
What? No, Mr. Parker, please.
All right, everyone. You finally made it. You have a red-collar job. Now, let me give you the rundown.
All right.
You work at Circuit City. I need you two to stock the big screens, and I need you two to stock the chips that we, for some reason, sell.
So just to be clear, red collar job is specifically only working at Circuit City,
yeah.
A company that has gone out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Has it?
Yeah. Mm. And I think
really?
This is the last open one. Ago. This is the last open
no
one.
No one told me this. What? We're out.
You don't know?
I just bought a ton of stock.
We applied and got jobs here.
What? I did it as a goof.
All y'all sell are big screen shelves full of chips.
What? This one is the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos.
And we can't watch nothing.
Should I put this one back on the shelf?
I guess so.
All right. Fine, I'll take the card.
Okay.
Too late, you blew it.
What?
Mr. Parker, no!
Good thing my convertible top is open. Hop in.
I can't believe he drove his car backstage.
I didn't even know they made Corsicas in convertibles. Oh my gosh.
Well, now we don't have a speaker for our graduation. I know there's a term for it, but I can't remember. You'd think it would be fresh in my mind because I'm graduating high school today.
Jack, we did it. You just got a call.
Huh?
The high school, they lost their commencement speaker. And they want you. Jack Thunderstorms.
Oh, my God. Sunny with a chance of awesome.
Oh, look, but we got to hustle down there right now. We don't want to blow this opportunity.
I'm not blowing shit.
Oh, man, graduation's about to start. We still don't
have
a speaker.
Whoa.
Jack Thunderstorms.
That's right, kids. Somebody said y'all need a speech for y'all's graduation.
We sure do.
Oh, my gosh. It's Jack Thunderstorm from WPIG.
WPIG, your number one source for weather in the afternoons, evenings, and mornings.
Jack, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet me, too.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. For a while, you were my idol, but I gotta go work in the factory at the plant on Factory Street.
Mr. Thunderstorms, he doesn't believe in himself. He could have been a real weatherman right here in town, but he sold himself out. He just went to the plant because his dad did.
You never sell yourself out, son. Number one thing I ever tell anybody, believe in you. When I first applied to be a weatherman, they told me I couldn't do it because I was wearing big shoes.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows you can't be on TV with big shoes, but you revolutionized that.
That's right. I made it my signature move. Having shoes on.
Man, Jack Thunderstorm is here at our graduation as our commencement speaker.
That's right.
Mr. Thunderstorms.
Hum.
Oh, that mouse is talking to you.
Oh, sorry. Yes. It's my assistant.
Mr. Thunderstorms, here's a couple papers for you to sign. Also, are you sure it's supposed to be sunny? It looks a lot cloudy out here today.
But, up in the sky?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, rule number two, always believe in yourself, even if you're wrong.
The
sun
like,
will come out eventually.
That does not sound like good advice, Mr. Thunderstorms.
That's that song from that musical.
Yeah, the sun La Bamba. Will come out eventually.
Ba la 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 bamba.
Which way to the stage?
It's that big thing in front up there.
Yeah. Here I go.
You guys.
All right, settle down.
Riot!
No, don't riot. Everyone, calm down. You're all okay, come on. You're almost out of here. Take it easy. I don't like you any more than you like me, and soon we'll part ways forever.
That's sad.
I know it is. My life is sad. I'm a sad guy. Anyway, your commencement speaker was supposed to be Larry H. Parker, the attorney who fights for you. But he drove his convertible away from the stage, and now it... What was it? I'm being handed something. Oh, but a new commencement speaker from WPIG. What? This can't be. He's the most famous alumnus of this high school. It's Jack Thunderstorms. Jack Thunderstorms, please come to the stage and deliver the commencement address.
Yes. Oh, students. Students. I am honored and blessed and honored to be here talking to you all today.
Love you, Jack.
I love you too, boy.
Look at those shoes.
What'd you say?
Pig was in high school forever.
I got one more time. I can't hear y'all talking at the same time. I can't hear
you. Shoes.
Okay, I heard something about shoes.
That's all I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, settle. Let the man speak. Stop rioting.
Everybody, calm down. You're rioting. Although I appreciate the enthusiasm. Kids. If you have everything put before you on a silver platter, what is there to learn from life? I make mistakes like every man. It's an immense amount of power to predict and summon the weather, but I do that because that is my lot in life. It is now up to you all to go out there and figure your role out, whether it's to, I don't know, work at a factory.
Let the mouse say something.
Yeah, go. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, little mousey.
Cute!
Before I met Mr. Thunderstorms, I was just a mouse. Barely could speak English. And I thought I would never be nothing more than a mouse. But he empowered me. He made me his assistant, and he said he won't pay me because money makes you greedy.
Honey, who is that? Who's that mouse? Honey.
What? I fell
asleep. I have to talk to... Hi. My name is Janet Gidson. You're the mouse who is speaking today at the graduation, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, let me finish this cheese.
Oh, please, no, I'm sorry to interrupt you on your lunch break. Look, I develop a lot of children's television, and we've got something coming down the pipeline right now. It's called Bear in the Big Blue House. And I think you're perfect for a role on it.
Me?
There's a bear. Uh-huh. There's a large blue house, and we're trying to fill the last spot. It's a small, sassy mouse.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I've never acted a day in my life.
Look, take my card. Stand on top of it.
Don't take that card.
No.
It's me, the producer of Beekman's World. And I got a spot for you on my show. We're looking for a sassy mouse.
Wow.
To go along with our rat man.
What's really crazy is I never felt that I was sassy at all.
Oh, you're sassy.
You're sassy, all right. Sassy is in the pitch of voice. No one ever tells someone with a low voice that they're sassy. That's the trick.
Don't take that card.
I didn't offer it yet. Take this card.
No!
Don't take that card.
Don't stand on top of that card that's the same size as you.
I'm the head of Universal Studios Pictures Motion Pictures.
Carl Laemmle.
That's right. It's me, Carl Laemmle. We're doing a big screen adaptation of Stuart Little, and we want to get a real mouse in there.
No.
Wow, I've never experienced such luck in my life.
Listen, mouse. Sure, you can take this starring role in a feature. Sure, they'll give you a little red convertible. But look, I can get you a guest spot on Gullah Gullah Island. You'll be stepped on by one of the gullahs. I forget.
I mean, does that sound better than having your own car?
No, listen. Okay, look, maybe I didn't lead with the best part. Okay, look, you'll get stepped on, but the perks are you'll drown. It all takes place on the seaside.
I think it sounds worse.
Someone's going to whip you into the waves, and you'll have to swim your way back.
Doesn't sound good.
And it's non-union.
This is it, Chuck. They're about to do the Z's.
And now for the Z's.
Oh, my God. They got...
Two Z's.
This is us.
Here you go. You ready? It's been a pleasure, man.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
It's crazy that they got that slam poet to read everyone's names.
Zamuda. Here you are, man.
It's me. Take my diploma.
And the valedictorian of this class headed to work at the plant.
What?
Chuck Zizatop.
Come
on up there, Chuck.
We did it.
We
ready to do our choreographed dance to Thriller?
That's right.
Hey, you guys, are you going to the night at Disneyland tonight where everyone gets blackout drunk on a ride?
Grad night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grad night. Okay, well.
Yeah. Tracy, we're going to do our choreographed dance.
Is that what you guys are doing? Oh, my God. Okay, I just realized I'm on the stage. Gotta go.
That's all right.
Wait, Tracy, since you're up here.
What?
Could you...
I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Bless you.
Could you do the part of...
Vincent Price?
Vincent Price? At the beginning of the song?
I know it. But you'll have to remind me.
Nah, you just do that your interpretation.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure.
All right, and hit it.
Oh!
Wow! How did those kids go? Wow! 6, 7.
There oh my gosh! A spark in the neighborhood.
Oh, and look at Tracy! Amazing!
It started a fire.
That's exactly what Vincent Price said.
And then two boys came up and they took it higher.
Well, Black Santa, a more fitting tribute I couldn't imagine. What a pleasure to watch this high school graduation here from heaven.
Yes, I had a good time.
As did I.
You look sinister.
Do I?
Yeah.
I get that a lot. Well, not so much anymore.
It doesn't help that you're just peeking out from behind a door. What's back there?
Wouldn't you like to know?
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. That's the most sinister answer.
Is it?
What?
And it all happened in a place called Spontanea Nation.
Allie Beardsley!
Yeah?
Where can people find you? What do you want to tell them about?
You can find me on YouTube. I make a lot of sketches with my dear friends at College Humor.
It's very true.
We are making a bunch of crazy new shows, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Can you promise that these will be crazy?
They're going to be damn nuts. Speaking of Oompa Loompa, there's a dare in one of them where I have to get a really bad spray tan and actually dye my hair green to get a student loan payment. I've already said too much, but it's going to be the weirdest show ever. You can find me at UCB with my team, Queer World, that I absolutely love. We play once a month unless UCB is feeling homophobic and doesn't book us. Shots fired. Okay.
And where can we find you online?
You can find me at Allie Beardsley on Instagram, because I got it, and at Lil Beardsley on Twitter, because I was snaked.
There you go. It's one or the other. You can't have both.
Yeah.
Ronnie Adrian, I can't wait to see how your social media has progressed.
Like, no mess ups today, everybody. Just gonna straight give you the facts. So you can see me on Instagram, or you can find me on Instagram at Bones Adrian. Like I said before on Twitter, like I still haven't. I've been using it more and more. Like there I think go. I might have even retweeted something Carl said at one point. So like, that's also Bones Adrian on Twitter. But you know what I'm saying? Like I don't really just be on it like that. I mean, people be still following me. But what? I'm already spiraling. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. So y'all want to give a follow, go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, that's not necessarily.
Where can people see you live?
There we go. All right, good. They can see me live at UCB. I do a bunch of shows there. I'm on a team in White Women. We're calling a bunch of other funny gentlemen. We have a show every second Friday of the month. It's always a fun show. And if you find me on Facebook, I will not accept you if I do not know you. I'm just saying that. You know what I'm saying? My name is up there. It is what it is. But I just feel like
Carl
I have to
Tart.
Say that.
You can find me spreading the word of the Lord everywhere.
That's right.
Around the city in a bunch of storefront churches. You can you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Damn It Carl, because I was snaked for at Carl Tart by my father and brothers. My dad's on Instagram. Don't follow him. He might say something offensive. Watch the new season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. You might hear a word or two from me.
Saved! Brooklyn Nine-Nine, saved by the grace of the Lord. Ebbet Schletter, he's Ebbet Schletter on all the things. Go to ebbetschletter.com. Check out Ebbet Schletter's non-spontaneous work because Ebbet Schletter is only the best. How do you spell Ebbet Schletter? It's very simple. It goes like this. E-B-A-N-S-C-H-L-E-T-T-E-R. As for me, go to paulftompkins.com/live and see where we're going to be. Guess what? London, England. The London Podcast Festival, Spontaneous Nation Live. We're going to be there. Tawny Newsome, Little Janet Varney, and perhaps a third player to be named later. Also, Super Ego is going to be happening there as well. So please come out and see us by this time. I hope to God there's a ticket link up there and there's more information because I don't have it right now. I'm P.F. Tompkins on all the things. I may have said that already. I don't know. It's Saturday, and it's time to get out of here. Thank you to Earwolf for hosting the podcast. Thank you to Engineer Sam for engineering us all the way to the end of the podcast, which this is. Goodbye forever. Until next week, this is Paul F. Tompkins saying, Semper in Praesenti.